Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Getaway Friday night, February the 6th, 2026, 2626. 13 and a half minutes past the hour, joined in studio by Matt Morgan. And again, the phone lines are open tonight, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And we thank Mary Ellen Withrow for coming in earlier. And Seth Walsh, the Democratic candidate for treasurer here in Ohio.
Yes.
Well, again, you've got a lot to say.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I thought he did well. I mean, you know, Mary Ellen does as well as Mary Ellen always does, so that's, you know, that's good. But, no, I thought he did, you know, pretty all right. I mean, I don't know that he did anything, like, incredible, but he did okay. Mary Ellen seemed to like him, and, you know, they had a whole
So he didn't win you over, is what you're saying?
I mean, probably not. I mean, I don't know. He just gave a lot of background, I guess, which is helpful, I suppose, but I just got
What is it you want to hear from a candidate?
I don't know. I just feel like a lot of it's just fluff. I just want to hear what you're going to do when you get into office. That's really what interests me. I mean, your background is interesting to the point that, I mean, like I know Vivek Ramaswamy is a billionaire from a pharmaceutical company, and I'm not a fan of either of those things, really. So, you know, but I mean, you know, if his policy was okay and I actually trusted the man to follow through with it, I could probably get over that. But I don't trust him in general. But I don't know I don't know what kind of policy the treasurer really does. But, I mean, I know you can do programs. Mary Ellen talks all the time about her programs. I don't think he mentioned anything about programs. He just mentioned how much money he'd be in charge of.
Well, maybe you can ask him sometime.
Maybe.
What about Amy Acton?
I mean, you know, same thing as before. I don't think I've heard her say anything other than the same stuff she always says. I mean, I haven't heard any. I did hear her give some speech about schools and funding schools, but besides that, I don't know anything about her.
You know, I'm starting to wonder about her. I don't know. There's something. I mean, she's been on the show, likable enough person. But I don't understand how people are running their campaigns now. I mean, I'm not running campaigns, so it's not up to me. But I don't know. I would think in Ohio, if you're a Democrat right now, you've got to run harder and be out there more than the Republicans need to. And unfortunately, that's the way it is for them if you're a Democrat. And they're just not doing that. I don't see her doing that. And we're getting very, very close here. 9 months.
Well, I mean, I know she's fundraised all this money. What has she done with it? I haven't seen any commercials.
I don't know.
Any signs. Like,
I don't know. I'm starting to wonder what's going on there. You know, we're getting closer and closer and closer. I mean, this whole thing started at the Democratic Convention back in, what was it now, 24? I mean, that's when we first heard of this. I mean, it's been a year and a half. And we're down now to 9 months, and she still is not doing anything big. Can she not draw crowds? I don't know what it is.
Well, nothing she does is advertised anywhere.
Like, no, you never know where she's going
to
be.
Like, I got on her Facebook the other day and was scrolling through to. I do that to Vivek's Facebook too. But Vivek, he posts things. I mean, she posts things too, but it's never like events. I mean, I guess she posts the speech that she was at an event, but besides that, I mean, she doesn't like advertise the events that she is going to be at until it's already over, and then it's just clips of the event.
I thought with all the money she's raised and with the change in the voter, I don't know. I do think that Ohio is still a swing state. I just think we've been very pro Donald Trump, and I'm not sure that we are currently. So I thought that she had a chance, but we're getting closer and closer, and I just don't know what she's doing. But, of course, I don't know what Ramaswamy is doing either. I mean, he's got this putsch out there just laid waste to him yesterday, and I don't hear anything from Ramaswamy. I mean, he just had a kid. Congratulations on that. But, you know, where's he at? What's he doing? I mean, are we waiting for spring? I don't know.
I mean, I figured with as much money as Amy Acton has raised that she, because she didn't spend any in the early, you know, portions, so I figured she was just going to save it all for the general. But I haven't seen anything.
I'll tell you who's a good guy is Governor DeWine. Governor DeWine does not run from the media. Governor DeWine is a cordial guy, and even if you don't agree with what he's saying, he still has the guts to say it. And God, this guy's been busy. He's got this constitutional amendment possibly coming on the ballot to abolish property taxes. He's got the Haitian issue with ICE over in Springfield. He's got the marijuana issue, where the Republicans have said certain areas and certain places you can do it. I mean, goodness gracious. This guy's been busy, but he knows what he's doing. Again, you might not like his decisions, but he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, I mean, he's been there a while. I'm sure that's good.
But I've interviewed a lot. Strickland knew what he was doing. Again, you might not like his decisions, but Governor Strickland, very good guy. Celeste knew what he was doing. Very good guy. Been on the show recently. Taft, again, Taft was at Mary Ellen's birthday party. Very good guy. Knew what he was doing. You know, I don't know what's going on with the current candidates.
Well, they seem to have a lack of want to talk to anybody, really.
They're definitely not media people. You don't see them anywhere.
Do they, what do they do? You gotta have media.
I don't think they invite the media. I think they're trying to control the media, which is what a lot of political candidates do, is they figure, well, we've got a lot of followers, so we'll just put it out there on our social media. Well, okay.
The people who are following you on social media
already like you.
Yeah, they're already gonna vote for you. You gotta worry about the people who don't follow you.
Well, it was like her working the thing at Kewpie's, working the drive-through window at Kewpie's. You know, okay, it was staged, clearly. Somebody had a camera. You were running the drive-through. Okay. I mean, what is this supposed to do?
I guess it's supposed to make her more relatable, I suppose. I think that was
the... To who? The people who already know her? It's not like it was on the 6 o'clock news.
Yeah, I mean, but I think that was the logic. It was supposed to make her more relatable.
I don't know. I'm starting to wonder about politics altogether.
I'd agree.
Jack Parr used to tell a joke about...
Is Jack Parr the one that got mad and walked off stage mid-show?
Yeah.
I like that guy. Yeah.
He said something about he didn't... He used to tell the joke that he felt like the person who said they didn't vote because it always encourages them, the political candidates.
I'm confused. He doesn't vote.
Well, he did. I'm sure he did. But his joke was...
But the joke was that he doesn't vote because...
It only encourages political candidates.
Fair enough, I guess.
I think that about says it.
I think you should just mandate voting. That'd fix a lot of problems.
I don't know. You can't mandate voting.
Why not?
If you didn't want to vote, you're just not going to go.
They do it in Australia. They mandate voting.
How does this help?
More people show up. I think Australia's voter turnout is something like 94%.
Yeah, but how many of those people are informed about what they're voting for?
Probably, you know, about, I don't know, a quarter, give or take. I don't know anything about it.
You know what I would like to see? A non-down ticket vote. I would like to see some Democrats win, some Republicans win. I would like to see where it's actually you vote for the people.
I'd agree. That'd be nice.
Doesn't happen.
Bygone days.
Sad. That used to be the way it ran.
Well, I agree. But politics, I don't know on what, I don't know. It just, I think politics has gotten, like, top down as opposed to bottom up.
Yeah, I've said that many times.
Yeah, but it's, but it shouldn't be that way.
But it is.
I understand, but it shouldn't be.
You know, and I think a lot of these candidates down ticket realize that. If the top of their ticket doesn't look good, they're in trouble. And there's not really anything they can do to save that anymore.
Well, some people. I mean, like, you know, Sherrod Brown was held out for a long time.
Yeah, but I don't think he was ever in that position where he was down ticket. I think it just happened to fall that way because a senator is every 6 years, I think. I don't think he ever fell under a Donald Trump election year. I think that's why he lost. Because if you look at the margin he lost by, it's
he
a lot less.
Barely lost.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So you think if Donald Trump was not running, that he would have lost?
Probably not.
There you go.
But they also spent so much money and advertising time on Bernie Moreno's campaign.
What do you think Bernie Moreno knows about the Senate?
I haven't heard anything about Bernie Moreno since winning. Not a thing.
Well, there you go. Maybe he's not doing much.
Well, I guess not.
Again, phone lines are open tonight, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz if there's anything on your mind. I think the dominating story today is probably still the Nancy Guthrie story. Sad.
Yeah. I think that there's got to be some kind of information somewhere that hasn't been found.
Somewhere. But it hasn't come to light yet.
I don't know. I would have had to assume they've searched the neighbors and the public security cameras, should they have any neighbors with security cameras.
I mean, I think they're trying hard, but golly.
Well, what is it, day
six,
five?
Six. And the woman has bled and doesn't have her medication and can't be good. Can't be good at all.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, unless they, did they, like, steal her medication, too?
I don't think they took it.
They could have stolen her medication.
Okay.
I mean,
Highly unlikely.
Maybe.
You think when you're getting kidnapped, they say, well, let's get your medication. Is there anything you need before we kidnap you? Let's pack a bag.
Well, you know, if I'm going to kidnap somebody, they had to know that the like we talked about earlier how they turned off the whole pacemaker thing. I mean, you know, you had to know that the lady had heart problems. You had to know to turn off the pacemaker. If you knew to turn off the pacemaker, I assume you knew she was on medication.
Yeah, but I don't think you stop and grab it when you're knocking the woman out and she's bleeding and you're doing whatever you're doing to kidnap her. Oh, excuse me while you bleed. Let me get your medicine.
Well, you know, you got to keep people alive, you know. They're no good to get dead.
Well, that's one of the big worries that's going on right now.
Well, I hope the poor woman's, you know, doing well.
Now we hope. Did we ever get any response from person you texted earlier?
I do not believe so.
Boy, I'll tell you, getting more dismayed by the moment.
No.
See? This is what happens.
You'll have that, I guess.
You know, as I said earlier, I think I said this earlier today. What is the one trait in somebody that you cannot deal with?
Well, I don't know.
You can deal with everything.
Oh, no. I mean, I'm sure there are things, but... I mean, you know, I don't know. Liars are bad.
Yeah, but you know what? Everybody lies to a certain extent.
Yeah, but like, you know. I mean, yes, everybody lies to some extent, but not everybody, like, lies through their teeth, as the saying goes.
Well, I don't think I'd be around a compulsive liar, but disingenuous people, I don't like. Phonies.
Well, I mean, you just gotta be disingenuous to disingenuous people. And then you move on about your time.
Right. Yeah, I think that's right.
We agree then, yeah.
Yeah, but if you hadn't been disingenuous, I probably would have liked you. Because there's not much I dislike about people. I like different personalities. But a disingenuous, if I think you're being a phony, or I you do something that strikes me as phony, then I have no time.
I mean, I just don't... If you do something that strikes me as phony, I just don't trust you anymore.
Right, so why would you have you around?
I mean, I don't. I mean, I don't, like, actively hang out with phony people.
Why would you want to help somebody who was phony?
I probably wouldn't.
There you go. That's all I'm saying.
Well, yeah. Okay, we agree.
So what do you make about this social media post with Trump's... And again, it was just at the end of the social media post, but depicting the Obamas as apes.
Well, I think that's pretty bad. I mean, you can't go doing that. I mean, I think that, I know that he's gotten criticism from, you know, all kinds of people on both sides of the aisle about this. Validly so. That's no good. They all have pretty much said that it's the most racist thing they've ever seen.
See, here's what I don't understand. Why do that?
There's no good reason. I mean, the only reason I can think of is to get people riled up, but I don't know why you get people riled up. I don't see what the point is.
Well, I got his own, I mean, you wanted to know the thing that was going to turn Republicans on him. This did it.
Yeah?
I mean, goodness gracious.
Well, I don't know what he thought was going to happen. He's not... I hope he's not that dumb.
See, here's what... Who does that play to? I mean, if you're trying to play to a certain group of people, who are you playing to?
Well, I mean, the post was pretty good and well cut and dry, a racist kind of a thing. So if somebody's going to like the post, it's probably going to be a racist.
But there will be people who defend it.
I don't see how you defend it.
You don't think there'll be people who defend it?
I'm sure there will be
people. I don't think anybody in politics will defend it. But I think people who like President Trump will try to defend it. See, this is that point where even if you like somebody, I think you have to draw a line and say, wait a second, that's a step too far.
I'd agree. I mean, I don't think... I'm sure there will be people who try to explain it away, but I don't think they're going to be the majority. I mean, that's a pretty rough thing to try to explain away. And I'm even pretty lenient most of the time of, well, I don't know, you know, I don't know what they mean or, you know, something like that. But, I mean, that's pretty cut and dry. I mean, I haven't seen the video, I guess, or the picture or whatever, but you can't just go doing that. That's,
Well, Trump is now saying he didn't see the image depicting the Obamas as apes.
Uh-huh.
What he says. Told CBS News.
I think he's lying. I have no faith. I think he did it.
You know, I don't...
Well,
President Donald Trump declined to apologize for sharing a video depicting former President Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama as apes, telling reporters, "I didn't make a mistake." Trump told reporters while traveling on Air Force One to Florida on February the 6th, that he only looked at the beginning of the roughly 1-minute long video, which starts off talking about the unsubstantiable voter fraud claims regarding the 2020 election and didn't see the portion with the Obamas that had been widely condemned as racist. I just looked at the first part. I didn't see the whole thing, Trump said, indicating he gave it to someone else to post and somebody slipped and missed a very small part. I guess probably nobody reviewed the end of it, Trump said. Asked about the calls from GOP lawmakers for him to apologize, Trump said he didn't plan to. He later said, of course I do, when asked if he condemned the racist part of the video. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that...
So did he apologize or did he not apologize?
He did not apologize.
But then he said, of course I do.
Of course I do, condemn it.
When asked from asked about calls from GOP lawmakers for him to apologize, Trump said he didn't plan to. He later said, of course I do, when asked if he condemned. Okay, so he condemns it, but he doesn't apologize for it.
Yes.
Okay. So, then what?
What do you mean?
So what? Okay, I guess.
I think that if Donald Trump didn't himself do it, then I think that the person who did it at the behest of Donald Trump.
Do you think he didn't see the end of it?
No, I'm certain he saw the full thing. There's no way he only saw part of it.
Why not apologize?
Well, I mean, I think in his head, if he didn't do it, he shouldn't have to apologize. And I think.
But if you condemn it, why not apologize for putting it on your social media page, even if it was a mistake?
I don't know. I mean, I think apologizing is not a bad thing to do here. But I don't know. I don't know why he's not going to apologize.
Okay.
He's just hard-headed, I guess. Stubborn kind of a guy.
Well, you wondered the thing that would make the GOP unhappy. Well, there it was, I guess.
You think they're actually gonna do anything?
Well, what can you do?
Vote against.
Except call
them.
For him to. You could apologize.
You could, you could subpoena him to the Epstein case thing.
Boy, I'll tell you, that's a mess, isn't it?
Oh yeah, I think that's gonna be interesting. I'm excited to see how that whole thing works out.
I still don't understand how that came to be.
What do you mean?
The whole Epstein thing.
Like, with Bill and Hillary, or just in general?
In general.
Well,
I mean, all these people. You know what? I still don't understand that thing about Bill Gates you were saying the other night. I looked. I couldn't find that.
Let me see if I can't find it real fast. Bill Gates.
What did you say the other night about Bill Gates?
Well, if I was wrong, I don't want to repeat it. You see,
well, you've already said it on tape. It's airing right now.
Yeah, but I wanna make sure I didn't lie.
Well, you can apologize or condemn, whichever you want to do.
What? One second here.
Silence.
Okay, here we go. Sorry, I wanted to make sure. Yeah. Okay. So, I don't have the actual email here, but I wanted to make sure. Yeah. So, there was an email thread between Jeffrey Epstein and Bill Gates in which Bill Gates had told Jeffrey Epstein that, by the way, it was an email written in 2013 in which Bill Gates had contracted an STD and from I guess Russian women and sought medicine to treat it. And there was an email thread between Bill Gates and Epstein.
Whew. That's terrible.
It's pretty bad.
But he got rid of it.
He was trying to. Well, he gave it to his wife allegedly, and reached out to Epstein to get medication that he could give to his wife without her knowledge. I do believe.
Didn't the wife know she had it?
Well, if you're giving her medication without her knowledge, probably not.
Well, how does he know she had it?
Well, because he has it, and he probably had relations with her.
Yeah, but how do you don't...
Well, I mean, I guess you don't know that she has it, but you know, you're just going to treat her for it either way, I guess, is the assumption.
This is the richest man in the world at one point, the creator of Windows, all this sort of thing. God almighty.
Let me see if I cannot find the actual email here.
What did Jeffrey Epstein have?
What do you mean?
I mean, he had money. People gave him money.
Did have money.
But what why him? What did these people want? Women? Underage women?
Well, to my knowledge, that's about the only thing Jeffrey Epstein really had.
I mean, how terrible. How terrible.
I mean...
But so why is Bill Gates emailing him?
Because I think he's like a bit of a fixer, I guess.
But if he's known for this island with young women... Why? They didn't know anything?
I mean, I'm sure they... Who's they?
Bill Gates?
Yeah, I'm sure they knew.
And didn't care.
Well, I mean, Elon Musk was there. Apparently, he didn't care. Donald Trump knew, I'm sure. He didn't care. I mean, Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton were, in fact, well, at least associated with...
Well, I'm starting... Right,
Epstein.
But I don't know that they knew.
Wexner was associated with
now,
Epstein.
Now, Wexner might have known.
So, like, you know, there were a lot of people who knew and didn't care.
You know, it reminds me of that Ohio State video. You know, that Ohio State documentary last year?
Oh, yeah.
You know, all these people who were there had to have known something and didn't say anything.
Yeah.
How does that happen?
I don't know. I wondered that myself. I mean, I think if everybody knew, somebody would have to do something about it.
You know, this is why it's bad that we're a world that doesn't want to get involved. You know, if it doesn't affect me, don't want to be involved. Well, sometimes you have to.
Yeah, I'd agree.
This would have been one of those times.
Yes, this would be a good time to get involved.
But I don't know how people just let that go by. And I'm not sure the Clintons knew about the illegality. I mean, I don't know. Maybe they did. But I can't imagine they did.
Well, I mean, I'm sure they did.
Well?
I mean... Now, I can't think of the one lady's name, but there was the one Epstein victims who spoke publicly about things, and they said that if you were around Epstein, you knew. I mean, because according to her, obviously, she said that at every one of like Epstein's offices, he just had pictures of like nude women sitting on his desks.
You think Bill Clinton was at his office?
He was at his house, I mean. I mean, if I was at somebody's house, I assume I've been in their office before.
I still don't understand how Hillary Clinton's involved in this.
I think just by proxy of Bill, really, I guess. I don't know that she really shows up anywhere in the files. I know Bill does, but I don't know to, like,
what level. What would she have in this whole situation? What would her gain be?
For lying?
No. Why would she need Jeffrey Epstein?
Well, I mean, you know, if I'm getting... Well, I mean, like, he's a fixer. He can do things. He knows people, I guess.
I don't know. By the way, we've got 19 minutes left in the show. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. I'll tell you, the world just gets stranger every day.
Isn't that right?
The whole Epstein thing?
Well, I mean, apparently also in the Epstein files, it talks about how there were apparently 10 like co-conspirators. But apparently none of them ever got charged with anything.
And did he kill himself?
I mean, I don't know. I think it's awfully convenient that the camera went off at the same time he hung himself. That's pretty convenient.
Boy, is that a conspiracy theory?
It is, yeah. That somebody hung him.
I don't know.
You think he didn't hang himself?
No, I mean, I would think... you know, the whole thing's weird. So what's coming up on your show next hour?
Well, my show, we're going to talk about the coaching carousel. There's a lot of coaches.
Oh,
that got,
God.
Yep, there's a lot
nobody
of coaches.
Can, nobody calls it that.
That's what it's called.
Who calls it that?
The NFL.
Oh.
It's called the coaching carousel.
Isn't the Super Bowl Sunday? Isn't that more important than the coaching carousel?
I'm going to talk about the Super Bowl.
And what's the biggest thing about the Super... I don't even know... I don't know a team that's in it. That's how low profile... First of all, the Winter Olympics are going on. I don't know anything about that. The Super Bowl Sunday. I haven't heard anything about that. What is going on in the world where I'm not hearing anything about anything?
Well, I think there's bigger things going on right now.
Apparently.
Well, you know, yeah. I mean, you know, the world's falling apart.
Last two Super Bowls, it was the talk. This year, not so much.
Well, the Chiefs aren't in it this year or last year. Well, they were in it last year and the year before.
Didn't they win last year?
What I meant, I didn't mean last year. I meant like the year prior, but yes. Yeah, they went 2 years in a row.
Right, and Taylor Swift was there, and it became the Taylor Swift Bowl.
I believe they went 2 years in a row at least.
I don't know. That whole thing.
Yes, Taylor Swift was there.
And you watch, the ratings will go down this year. I bet they do.
I hope they go up.
I bet they go down.
I hope they go up by like 100%.
Nope.
Double the ratings.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Probably not, but it'd be nice.
I was watching television today, and I didn't even see hardly any discussion of the Super Bowl.
Well, I mean, does the TV usually talk
yes,
about the Super Bowl?
Yes,
yes. I don't know.
The only discussion I saw was the halftime show. That apparently some network is doing an alternative halftime show with Kid Rock.
I did hear about that. Yes.
That's it.
I don't, you know.
And what is it? Green Day is opening up the Super Bowl?
I do not know. Yes, I think Green Day. Yeah, that sounds right.
What are they doing?
Green Day make you know Green Day probably gonna play their music. They make music.
Why do you open up the Super Bowl with a Green Day song? Don't you open up with like the national anthem or something?
Well, I figure they're gonna do the national anthem, but I figure that like they're gonna sing some of their music maybe.
They're not really current.
So I like Green Day.
Yeah, but that's not what you want at the Super Bowl. You don't want old acts.
I'd listen to Green Day.
Was it last year they had the big thing during the halftime show, the big rap battle?
I don't... Oh, I know. Yeah, I don't know. Last year or 2 years ago.
That was a big thing.
It was.
Yeah. You don't see stuff like that anymore.
Well, you know.
You like a good rap battle.
I mean, they didn't really rap. It was more like Drake just kind of... I mean, Drake already lost. Kendrick was, you know, at the Super Bowl halftime show clowning on him, basically. Had his, like, ex-wife up there and stuff.
I still don't understand the whole thing. What happened?
I don't know.
You don't know anything about it either.
No. I mean, I think that at some point somebody dissed somebody in music and then it just kind of escalated from there. If I had to guess.
Somebody dissed somebody in music.
Yep.
So he brought his wife, ex-wife, to the halftime show.
Yep.
She must not like him.
Well, you know, I'd assume so.
And then the other guy just said nothing.
Drake just sat up in the booth the whole time. And
he was there.
Yes.
Oh.
He just sat up in the booth the whole time and stared at his phone. He did not look up once during the halftime show. That is the biggest L you can take in your career.
And that was the biggest, that was the end of it.
Well, yeah, I mean, there was a lawsuit.
A lawsuit.
Drake sued. Now, this I do know a little bit about just because it's not as complex. I do believe Drake sued MGM Studios. I want to say it's MGM. And accused them of payola because Not Like Us by Kendrick Lamar was so popular that he accused them of payola. And payola is basically like paying a radio station or a streaming app to like push your music in the algorithm. It's not legal. So, yeah, he accused MGM of that.
Who? Who Drake, did?
Drake accused MGM.
Okay. So what's that have to do with Kendrick Lamar?
because Kendrick Lamar is signed to MGM.
Aren't a lot of other people too?
Drake, I do believe, is also signed to MGM.
Okay, so what?
The lawsuit doesn't even make sense, because if Drake won the lawsuit, I'm sure it would open MGM up to more payola investigations. And seeing as Drake is one of the biggest rappers of all time, I would assume at some point or another, if they payola'd for Not Like Us for Kendrick, I'm sure that they payola'd for Drake at some point in time.
You know, all that just seems crazy.
I mean, it was pointless. I mean, Drake just looked like a big crybaby, pretty much.
So why did the Super Bowl thing happen?
There was some, there was some argument. I assume they had some, you know, somebody made some comment about somebody, and then vice versa, and then it just kind of grew from there.
La-di-da.
I mean, it's, I mean, you know, it's nothing, you know, major. It was just a lot of most of the songs that came out of that, like, you know, beef there, I guess, were good.
Who's in the Super Bowl?
The Patriots and the Seahawks. It's a rematch.
Oh. From what?
A few years ago.
See, I don't think people care about these teams.
The Patriots and the Seahawks?
Yeah.
Well, the Patriots, I mean, people got tired of seeing the Patriots in there, I guess, because, you know, Tom Brady was there all the time.
There's no drama this year. Nobody's retiring. No Taylor Swift.
Oh, I'm sure somebody's going to retire.
What's the drama?
I'm sure
somebody. What's the drama?
Somebody always retires.
There's always drama going in. There's no drama this year. Name one thing about this game that people care about. One aspect that people are very interested in.
Well, I mean, they like the Super Bowl.
No, I'm talking about this particular game, this particular matchup.
Well, I mean, I think the drama's at halftime.
Right, I'm saying there's always been something to do with the game in years past. Like, is the big underdog team going to win? Taylor Swift's going to be there? Are the Chiefs going to win when they didn't win the year before? There's no drama.
I don't really know. I don't know who's considered the underdog in this one. I'm rooting for the Seahawks to win, but the Patriots kind of got lucky. I mean, Bo Nix got hurt, and I think the Patriots would have lost that game had Bo Nix actually played.
I just don't see anything in this game that is remotely interesting, and I think it'll ultimately die in the ratings.
I hope the Patriots get absolutely stomped into the ground.
It'll be watched because people like to drink and watch the Super Bowl, but I bet it's lower rated than the last 2 years.
Maybe.
And I think running it against the Olympics is also not good.
Well, maybe the Olympics shouldn't be running right now.
Well, I think they probably... the Super Bowl used to be in late January. I don't know why they have moved it.
Because they add a new week every so often. At one point, it was a 15-week-long season, and now we're up to 17. Well, 18 weeks, 17 games.
Okay, but my point is that...
So, yeah, bumps back the postseason.
Yeah, but now you're in the Olympics, which have always been in February.
Well, for as long as I don't know about that, but for a long time now, it's been the second Sunday of February.
Well, they're in trouble then. Because the Olympics will knock some of that down.
I'm sure.
So, you know, why wouldn't you want it in January? Just start the season earlier.
I don't think they want to do that.
I think that would be smarter.
Why?
Because I think in February you run into other things. That's the problem.
I don't think the NFL cares. I think the NFL thinks that they're the... Well, I mean, they play games on Christmas now, and apparently the NBA had a whole, like, a fit about... the NFL having Christmas games, because apparently Christmas games are like an NBA thing, and then the NFL started stealing all the viewership on Christmas.
You know, I'm with Bob Costas. I just don't care for the NFL.
Who's Bob Costas?
Famous sports announcer. He did the NFL for years, and he said, it's kind of a nothing.
Well, I know the last name Costas, but like, I don't know what I know him from.
He's been on the show.
He's just an announcer?
Mm-hmm. Did the Olympics for years.
Well, that's nice. I'd like to do the Olympics. That'd be cool. It's not really my gig, though.
But football, like I said, the reason that football, people will say, is more watched, it really isn't. Because there's fewer games than any other sport. If you took all the viewership from all the games that all the other sports played, they'd far surpass football. If you only had one baseball game a week, and there it was, on one day, it would be watched.
Maybe.
And if you only had one basketball game, and it was on one day, every week, it would be watched.
Maybe.
Football operates like that.
Basketball is boring. I don't know, basketball is better than baseball. Hockey's good. I like hockey.
Okay.
Yep.
Hockey. That's never really taken off in America.
Oh, I like hockey. We have a hockey team.
Yeah, nobody goes to it. I've been to those games.
The Blue Jackets?
Bunch of empty seats there.
People go see the Blue Jackets.
I'm telling you, that's why it's easy to get tickets to the Blue Jackets, because people aren't going.
Hockey tickets are cheap. I can say that. Hockey tickets are pretty cheap.
I've never seen that place full in my life.
In comparison to other sporting events, hockey tickets are pretty cheap. I can say that.
I sat in some seats there, and there wasn't a soul within 20, 30 feet of me.
Oh, I don't know. Hockey's pretty all right.
You ever been there when it's full? Never. There's never been a sellout.
I could probably agree to that.
And I don't even think there's been, even because people just give their tickets away. Here you go.
Well, I don't know about that.
Oh, I do. Companies just get those tickets free. Here you go.
I don't think they get them for free. I think that they buy them and then give them away.
Well, if they ever went to those games, they should say, we need them for free, because there are just a bunch of empty seats around here. People aren't coming.
It's good marketing. Make it look like you got fans.
I don't know how those... They must have some kind of good TV deal where they make money, because they certainly aren't making it off attendance.
Well, they might be. I mean...
You know, I would think it'd be very hard to get into that.
It's the same thing as baseball. You know how many hockey games there are a year?
Yeah, but people don't attend. People still attend baseball games.
People attend hockey games.
No, they don't. Not in Columbus.
Well, I mean, good for you, I guess, you know.
No, I don't think that's good for you. I think that's bad for you.
Hey, why? How come hockey is apparently a bigger Canadian sport, but like...
Because different countries like different things.
Well, no, you didn't let me finish. But like, most of the NHL is based in the United States.
Money.
I mean, I'm sure that there's like the Montreal Maple Leafs, I think, is the team. You got like the Toronto Blue Jays. The Toronto Blue Jays, I think, might be a baseball team, actually.
They are.
Yeah, see, I don't know anything about it. There's not many Canadian teams.
Most sports really have to do with what you watched when you were a kid. That's it.
I'd say that's true. I mean, I never watched baseball or basketball. The only sport I watched was football, and I still watch football.
That's it. I mean, that's what it is. See, nobody watched sports really in my house. So, I just stumbled on to what was ever there. And to me, the most interesting thing was baseball. I just found football boring.
I don't know how you find football boring.
There's nothing about it that... There's no drama in it.
I see, I don't know, baseball in my eyes is they hit the ball, you see the outfielder run, stand there a second, and then they call the ball, you're out.
No, because baseball...
That's the entirety of the game.
You can be down 10 runs, and you can still win.
You can be down 3 touchdowns and still win.
No, you can't in football. There is a point where there is no way that that's going to happen. Baseball, there's never a point. It always could happen as long as you're still up to the bat.
Yeah, it could pretty much always happen in football.
No, it can't. If you're down to a minute and 3 touchdowns, you cannot do it.
You could.
You couldn't. The other team would have to leave.
No.
Yes.
You'd have to be really lucky.
Name me a time it's ever happened. 3 touchdowns with a minute left in the... 3 touchdowns with 2 minutes left in the game.
Oh, well, I mean, you know, I'm pretty sure the Chiefs did that against the Texans a while ago.
Well, they must not have showed up.
They put up like 3 touchdowns in the third quarter.
No, I'm talking the last 2 minutes.
Yeah, and like the last 2 minutes of the third, they were down.
No, I'm not about... This would have to be fourth quarter.
It's the same concept.
No, because I want... If you've pulled ahead in the third quarter, I don't need to watch the rest of the game.
You put up 3 touchdowns in the same time frame.
No, I'm not talking about... I think you're missing the point here. Football, to me, is over at a certain point. If somebody's down a certain amount, they cannot win the game. Baseball never gets to that point.
I disagree. Baseball is just boring.
What does that have to do with not being able to come back? You can come back. As long as you're up to bat, you can win.
I mean, as long as you got the ball in your hands, you can win.
No, you can't.
You got plenty of time.
If you have 20 seconds left and you're three touchdowns down, you cannot win.
I'm sure.
It ain't going to happen.
You could do it.
Okay.
It'd be rough. You just have to.
How many times in the 50-year history?
You'd have to, like, Hail Mary, and then, like, you know, have to get the Hail Mary, and then you'd have to,
the other team could
turn. And
by the time the other team had the turn, it'd be over. They could just run the clock down. That's what I'm saying. Football is much more strategic.
Football?
Yeah. It's not really about miracles or...
Yeah, I agree. Strategy.
Yeah, it's like, it's chess.
Yeah. Yes, I agree. Chess.
Baseball, anything can happen. Anything can happen.
Baseball's boring.
Well, football's boring. And football, people get so messed up with football. The concussions, what's the point?
Well, I'd agree to that. All right, here we go. Actually, it's a lot sooner than what I ever thought it was. The largest comeback in NFL history, as a matter of fact, in the final 2 minutes of an NFL game occurred on December 17th of 2022, when the Vikings overcame a 33-0 deficit at halftime to defeat the Colts 39-36.
But that's a whole half.
What?
Yeah, I agree at halftime. You could come back. So who's gonna win the Super Bowl?
I'm putting my money on the Seahawks.
All right, we'll see what happens. I'll be back Monday morning, and you're coming up next with
football,
coaching carousel.
Politics, yep.
Oh boy, everything that's happened in Marion this week. Hope everybody's having a good night, staying safe, and. Next week will be another big week. We thank everybody who was on the show. Seth Walsh, Mary Ellen Withrow, Matt, and the station keeps on going. For this, Sean Krapp. This is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
The Talking Place from Charlie Evers.
You know, you could come in handy, too, with that electricity. If we have problems with our transmitter, which is above you. Yeah. All you'd have to do is raise your hands and energize our transmitter.
To formerly of WNCI, Weasel Boy. Is that true? I've never asked that question on air before, by the way, but